This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
In case you did not know, we are your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean RJ, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell, on DFW Sports Station. A Texas Rangers Royals ticket giveaway coming up for you around the corner in the 720 commercial-free expressway. George Pickens, perfect Cowboy citizen so far. Boy Scout, short answers, not giving much detail. But then there's social media.
Yeah, he got the hard count, and he jumped off sides.
Here we go.
And yeah, exactly. And this is not even a. It's really hard to find George Pickens on social media. It's not easy. His name's not attached to the account anywhere. It's GP. There's no check mark. His actual handle is 2Pezzy_. Like, it's not easy to find him. Well, somebody had tweeted, "All right, I get it. George Pickens timeline of trouble." A thread. Some Steelers fan posted it out there. He was not tagged in this at all. Maybe somebody came back and tagged him behind it or something like that. But he ends up replying to it and saying, LMAO, I play for the Cowboys, bro. Stop reminiscing and trying to justify the trade. Y'all just lost another good player to fake reports like this one. So then another fan comes back behind and says, nah, big dog, you were definitely a problem. They wouldn't have moved on from you for next to nothing if that wasn't the case. And that's when George Pickens says, I forced, buddy. They were gladly keeping me. Have a nice day and a blessed one, my guy. So George Pickens, who's been, like you said, very, very tight with his answers, not trying to cause too many waves, gets a little worked up, little drawn off sides, tweets out his feelings, and then ultimately deletes the tweet, so those are no longer out there.
And what is his account?
It's the number two, yeah. And then it's Pezzy_.
Okay, because, and if we sit down with George and Oxnard, whatever show does at training camp, we got to tell him, for your own benefit, you got to come up with a clear Twitter account. Because you have 15 different, this is an upside down white guy wearing a cowboy hat that I'm looking at. Zero following with 5,000 followers. These tweets are protected.
Yes.
So who is this guy? Well, that's George Pickens, apparently.
He deleted his account. So apparently he deleted his account. Somebody has swooped in and taken the handle.
So the account is gone, not just the message.
Yeah, it's tweets. Everything was deleted.
A professional athlete can't have a Twitter account that has an underscore at the end of it.
Yeah,
can't have that.
Doesn't feel fitting. Feel worthy of his stature.
So that's boomer material.
But
right
this is this shows that as much as it's I'm just moving forward. I'm looking ahead. Things were not great in Pittsburgh. He still has hurt feelings or distaste for how things went over there.
Brian Schottenheimer was asked about the new chemistry between quarterback and wide receiver when it comes to Dak and GP.
No, it's more than that. It's the reps are important, but there's got to be conversation. You know, I simplify it, and probably going back to my years in New York, you know, there's a thing called the me to you factor. It's basically if you're a receiver and I'm a quarterback, you know, I need to have the ability where I trust you to be where you're supposed to be. So it's my job to throw you the ball. And if we're not on the same page, then you have to talk about it and have conversations and figure out why. And maybe I saw it this way and you saw it that way, but get on the same page the next time it happens. What are we going to do? Well, hey, I want it this way. And so it's over time. And it's not just time on the field. It's not just extra reps. That's important. But it's time away from the field. It's time in the film room. It's time at dinner. I think you guys think all we do around here is eat, because all we do is we go to dinner and we have connection. But, like, I think that's real.
We got to talk to him about the podium. A beautiful concert being interrupted by a cell phone, in the crowd with him beating the hell out of that microphone.
The movie theater with the cell phone light. Yeah, it's you got to stop. You got to stop that.
It might be moot by the time we roll around. Like, I mean, I don't know. He's going to be standing at training camp, I would guess, because they have the standing podium there. And then after that, does he go back to standing during the regular season? We might not get a word in with him.
You don't think he can beat the podium while standing?
Yeah.
So you can beat the podium. It's different. So because this is actually like a loose stand that's rattling as it moves. That thing's like locked into the stand. So I don't think it does it nearly as much.
One more clip about the quarterback developing trust in the receiver. How long does that take with someone new like Pickens?
Remember, when quarterbacks are playing, they get glimpses of what's happening down the field. Like, they don't have a clear window like what I'm looking at right here. Like, there's big trees in front of them that they can't see. So you're really throwing to spots, and you're trusting people to be there. And that's where that me-to-you factor takes time to develop. And I think that's where we're in the process, and that's the best part of phase three OTAs is you can work on some of those things now and get ready to go, because when you get to training camp, then we got to be at full speed. We got to be ready to roll. And so you work through those kinks now.
Are they back on the field tomorrow, Bobby?
Yeah, I believe they are back on the field today. We won't actually get access to it until tomorrow. But yeah, media will be back in front of the team tomorrow and get a closer look at everything.
And I'm going to guess that Micah Parsons will not be in attendance since he was not there late last week. And Schottenheimer was asked, where's Micah? What's his involvement been?
Yeah, again, like I said, voluntary right now, the camp. He was here last week, had lunch with him, actually bumped into him in the airport. He was going to do some traveling, so I have not seen him yet this week. But again, my big thing with all the guys, whether they're here or not, is you can get great work in, and you can get ready, and you can be mentally prepared. But, you know, whether you're Micah, who's not here, he's here in and out, whether you're Dak, doesn't really matter. You know, it's just put your work in, get ready. There's a lot of ways to get ready and prepared, and I think the league's made it very clear that, you know, it's all voluntary.
So I got a long message from a Tolo named Frankie J. You guys may have been tagged in it. He said, I just finished listening to Shoddy's presser. He's out here saying the standard is to practice hard and practice your ass off. Meanwhile, Micah is a no-show at OTAs. That's not just a bad look for Micah. It's a major letdown from Shoddy, too, for not holding him accountable. How are you preaching max effort while your star defender is elsewhere? It's straight-up hypocrisy from both the coach and the defensive end. Micah keeps saying he wants to be a leader. You can't lead a team when you're not part of OTAs. Leadership starts when showing up when least expected. And Gavin Dawson commented and said, first failure of 2025 is not getting maximum buy-in from 11.
Yeah, look, I mean, I see both sides of it. I see the idea of, yeah, if Micah wants to be viewed as a leader and if Micah wants these things, he should be present for this. Like, this is the time that he should be around, especially with a new defense coming in here. He should be here making sure that he's here, just like George Pickens is in a contract year, saying, I got to get make sure that I'm up to speed with everything that we're doing here. So I get that aspect of it. I also get Schottenheimer very early on trying to develop relationships, specifically with a defensive side of the field player, going, now's not the time to really push the button during a voluntary portion that the NFLPA would push back against if I was really putting pressure on him to begin with. And that's why I said the league has mentioned this as voluntary. If this is minicamp, if this is training camp, or if the effort's not there during the regular season, I think it's much more pointed from Schottenheimer. But he's trying to develop a base relationship with him right now, I think.
Did you ever watch Remember the Titans?
I just don't know how you can remotely look at this as a knock on the head coach.
He's not calling him out publicly?
Yeah, like how this is like not...
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
This is somehow the head coach's fault. If you're going to say that, fine. Be aware that universally the best players, I don't want to say players coach, but motivating coach in the NFL does not have his star defensive end in camp either. And Mike Tomlin. So keep that same energy for Mike Tomlin because TJ Watt ain't there.
Yeah, or anywhere else across the league where guys aren't present. Now, look,
it's not a knock on the head coach. Like when Bill Belichick didn't have guys at OTAs or Sean Payton or Sean McVay or Dan Campbell, it's not. I don't put it on them, and I don't put it on the player either. It's OTAs, and you don't have a contract. Like, why would you be there anyway?
Why isn't the deal done?
That's the question.
What the hell?
That's who you should be mad at.
I think...
Which side?
Yes.
They were close. Like, they thought they were close. They thought they were getting it done. And then it kind of turned out to be a false start. Micah and Jerry got together. That was something that got it near the finish line. But then when... I think that actually set it back a little bit. You thought you were pushing it closer, but what it actually did is it probably set it back a little bit because it said, nope, we need to go back to square one. We need to make sure that we're all in agreement about where things are.
Don't tell me what I'm saying.
I still think this is done before training camp. I think it's done before training camp. I don't know that it's done before mandatory mini camp coming up, but I think it's done before training camp, and I would bet almost anything it's done before the season.
The Cowboys, to me, have let it become known that they don't care. The front office, they don't care that much if you miss all this.
They don't. Mm-hmm.
They don't care if you miss the start of training camp, even though CeeDee Lamb said it affected me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
it was a good year.
Zach Martin, I think, said it affected him.
Zach, for sure.
Yeah. So they don't care about it. But that is what's happening inside the Star on DFW Sports Station. Yep.
Then real quick, people say Aaron Rodgers isn't there either. It's Steelers camp. It's a joke. But we don't care about other teams. We care about our team and our guys. Okay, that doesn't matter. Like, the point is that it happens around the league. It doesn't matter. It doesn't justify anything. It's just saying this is an issue around the NFL. This is how players operate when it comes to contract.
Well, look, a number of things are going on. No, I do think Schottenheimer is trying to start. First off, if Mike had a deal done, I think he would be there. Mm-hmm. If he had a deal done and wasn't there, I'd be killing him. Just because Brian Schottenheimer is saying this publicly, which I think he is trying to start off that relationship with Parsons and not get fined by the league, he may have told Micah at lunch, yo, man, I expected you to be there. I understand the business. I'm just telling you the way I'm looking at it. New defense, new scheme. You say you want to be a leader. I'm going to protect you publicly. I hope that's happening a little bit behind the scenes. And then, to be fair to Micah Parsons, he is trying to get a deal done. You know, like, right. This is the only leverage that these guys have is to not show up and make the team and organization feel like we're being affected by having you absent and Micah is exercising it versus running around and half jogging out there. Because not like Dak.
No. No.
And an injury where we said he's still going to get paid.
He's going to get paid.
It may be a 1% chance.
Sure. Let's say he goes out there and he Sean Lee's his knee in OTAs like Sean Lee did that one year. Okay, first, are the Cowboys going to sign him still? Or you know, is he going to lose any money? So, of course, he has to sit out.
Yeah, I think that he's obviously protecting himself, and he's using means that the league allows and that other people have allowed. I don't remember, to what you're saying, you know, a few minutes ago, I don't remember there being a whole lot of criticism towards CD over this. Like, for sitting out, I think a lot of people were just like, yeah, get him paid. You got to get him done. I think for Micah, people just hold him to a different standard because he's so loud about I'm the leader, I'm the guy, and then he's absent like this, where CeeDee doesn't talk nearly like that.
And because he doesn't talk as much.
Mm. Yeah.
This is the downside to being a broadcaster and having your podcast, and they ask you, Adam Lefko, are you going to be at training camp? Are you going to be at these things? I want to be the leader. CeeDee is not talking that much, so he's not going to have something that we can put on the wall and say,
right,
you said that. We can hold you to that because Mike is out there talking so much, the upside and the downside. All right, are we getting a little too emotional saying goodbye to maybe the greatest sports show of all time? And it's official. There's no more questions. DFW owns the sport of golf. That's next with the commercial-free expressway and a Rangers-Royals giveaway after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.